Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Today on Daily Pop, great news out of Tokyo. American gymnast Suni Lee just took the night and the gold in the women's all-around competition. We will have more in just a bit. We're also talking cheating, revenge, and whether Victor's pants are really necessary for this show.
Ow! So are we doing today?
Everyone, welcome back to the show. Lonnie Love and Victor Cruz.
This is my first show with Lonnie, and this is how we starting it off?
Oh, I already told her. She know the deal.
I know.
Oh,
my goodness.
She know what's up.
Oh, it's gonna get worse.
I see. I feel it. I feel like it's gonna get gradually worse.
We see you got the bling, though.
I'm just trying. You can't. You here today, Lonnie? So I had to bring it. You know, I had to bring it for you.
I like it. Okay.
Well, let's start off easy. Okay. Let's dive in, starting with the age-old question: is it ever okay to date your boss? Chrishell Stouse made it office official with her boss, Jason Oppenheim. The Selling Sunset star posted some pics of her trip to Capri, including a few where she is kissing her man. Mm. I gotta ask you, would you ever date your boss?
If my boss was Victor Cruz, yes. Yeah.
I would date Victor if he was the janitor.
Exactly. You
know right.
Yeah.
I'm not doing this with you. Okay? I ain't been here in quite some time, and this is my welcome.
Yes. Look,
I'm absolutely dating my boss, first and foremost, because you get all the perks. You know you ain't getting fired. That's for sure.
You already know.
I mean, you will be fired if y'all break up, obviously, but I think for couples like this, especially in the workplace, there has to be boundaries. You have to understand where work starts and where our relationship starts and where that kind of meets in the middle. There has to be delineating lines to make sure you don't cross them in the workspace. And then outside of it, you can tackle that then. But I think there just has to be a conversation about boundaries and how this all can work.
But this dude is dating everybody in the damn office. That's the problem that I have.
Well, that's his Tinder. That's his Tinder.
That's
what's happening.
Then I can't do that.
Yeah. Well, let me just say this. I will say I would never date somebody in the workplace, much less my boss, but I like it because it turns into a real reality show, you know, at the office time, at the lunchtime, when you get all the drama. But we're also talking about real estate. Mm-hmm. It's like a solo business. No one's fighting for promotions. No one's trying to be manager. Everyone's kind of sort of working on their own. So I think it makes it a tiny bit easier.
Well, it's too close for comfort to me. I don't like mixing business with pleasure because I always feel like you'll have something over my head. I just don't trust it. And I think for women, I think that they should be careful when they do things like this. If he was your husband, that's something different. But just dating, I would just keep it separate.
Because you don't like how much power he has and control he has over not just the relationship in certain aspects, but also in the workplace, right?
Yes. Unless I knew that there was marriage. Something like Michelle Obama was Barack Obama's boss.
Yeah.
And then they ended up getting married.
Well, That's a different situation.
But this dude, Jason,
Lonnie?
He's dating everybody. Oh, and that's what I don't like.
Well, let's tell Victor what's going on. So, Victor, if you don't know this, there is a girl named Mary who is also on Selling Sunset, who works at the brokerage, who's now married.
Yes.
But she also gives her blessing for Chrishell to date Jason. Is it ever okay for you to date your friend's ex?
It's never okay.
You see, I disagree.
It's never okay.
I say, because a lot of people around here like to put...
It's weird.
There's a statute of limitations. If you dated somebody for a year, I feel like 2 years later, I can go after that person. Or if you dated somebody for 2 years, 4 years later, I always multiply it times two.
You know what?
Glad you passed that class, Justin.
Unless the person was Victor Cruz, yeah, then I could date. But no. Mm-mm.
But don't you feel like people are like, oh, I dated that person, you can't go after them? I'm like, you dated everybody in Hollywood.
No, not if we was all kikiing together, though.
See?
We was all at restaurants having good times. You at the birthday parties, at the dinners, you're invited. We all sitting there, you're laughing, we're all friends. And then 2 years later, y'all at your own dinner table at your birthday, and you invited me?
No.
We're not
Let
doing
them
that.
Know.
We're not doing that.
And I'm just thinking about the body part situation. Like, you know what I mean? If we were dating the same, like you dated a guy, and then I ended up dating him, I'd be thinking, you know what? He f***ed Justin.
Well, yeah. But it's your fault. You told me about the good.
I'm petty, too. I'm the guy that's like... She still got that tattoo right there? Or
see? No. That's what I'm talking about.
No. I'm petty.
LaBelle.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. No. Mm-mm. It's too many people in this world that you could date other than your friend's ex. I'm sorry. That's how I feel.
Tell that to all the women John Mayer dated.
Ooh.
Another debate we need to put to rest. How do you define cheating?
Okay.
I'm just asking for a friend, and her name happens to be Tiffany Haddish. So she was just on the Call Her Daddy podcast, and she's not quite sure if she cheated before or not. Tell me if you're confused, too.
Uh-oh. Once I found out he was cheating, then I went ahead, you know,
nasty
let that. Somebody do something for me. You know what I'm saying? Then I went and told him.
Is it cheating?
No, it's not. I've done this.
Do this
plenty of times. Victor, come on.
Hold on. Lonnie, two wrongs don't make a right.
Exactly.
What are you talking about? That's tit for tat.
I
was dating a dude, right?
Okay.
We were living together. Every Friday night, he would go out. So one particular Friday, I was tired. So I went out, and he went out too, and I figured he wasn't going to come home. So I brought the dude home. You know, because I was like that back in the day, Victor.
Ooh.
I was killing him, okay? And so I was in the bedroom, and I hear these damn keys jingling.
Yeah, because he lived there.
All the time, he don't come home. This the one night, he decides to come home, and I'm like, oh, then I had to tell the dude. I said, oh, that's my boyfriend. I'm sorry I didn't tell you. And he said, well, I'm just going to hide in the bathroom because I had a bathroom in the bedroom.
Okay.
And so my dude came in, and then all of a sudden, you know, I was acting crazy, and he was like, what's going on? I was like, and then I told the dude, just come on out. And it was like, but luckily, the dude
like
that
this?
I picked up was taller than
like
my
this.
Actual dude. So he was looking up at him like, oh.
Wait, first of all, a lot to unpack.
So much to unpack there.
First of all, who told you to date Kevin Hart? Who told you to date and move in with Kevin Hart?
Williams, but the point is, I'm kidding.
The second thing is, I am a man. And even though I'm gay, I know it all works the same way. We could be out trifling, doing some nasty things with five different people. The minute the thought of a woman cheating on us comes into our head, that sixth sense goes off, we will leave a three-way and head our asses home in that Toyota
that
Camry.
That fixed that relationship, though.
Did
that
fix
it? Because, Lonnie, in the words of Jay-Z, I'm a man with pride. I do things like that. I'm saying, don't do me like that. Break up with me first. It's fine.
No.
Then go do your thing. Not while we together. That hits
it
a little different.
It depends on the situation because, see, I was trying to get rid of him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I couldn't get rid of him. So this was a way for me to get rid of him. So I kind of understand what Tiffany is saying. It's like, for me, it's not cheating. If this dude is constantly cheating, it's like we get tired. Women get tired. It's like, and sometimes you just need to do something to show him what it's like.
Yeah.
And either it's going to benefit or it's going to break up the relationship. And for me, it broke up the relationship. But for a lot of people, you know, it has helped them. Because it made them realize, hey, you know, it don't feel good to be cheated on.
Look, we both got mouths. I mean, I watch a lot of Law & Order SVU, so I like to be the victim. So I want to hold that cheating over your head for the next 25 years.
Mm-mm.
That's how
I'm
I play it.
You
like
don't
that.
Cheat, do you, Victor?
Never, Lonnie. Never,
I can
ever.
Tell. Don't cheat. Yeah.
Never. Justin knows I'm faithful, Lonnie.
You faithful?
Faithful with a capital F.
Can I wear your
what are
your shoulders?
Am I making your shoulders?
The lie detector determined that, too, was a lie. How you gonna come sit up here on live TV and lie to millions of people?
With a capital F, Justin.
He don't look like he cheat. Now, you cheat all day, but he don't cheat. I said it.
Tiffany also says she gave up revenge in her 20s, but there's one thing she still does. When she takes a job, she says she makes friends with the marketing person and convinces them to put the show's billboards up in strategic places where her exes and old bosses will see them. I couldn't do this because all my exes live in, like, Orange County, those gated communities, you know what I mean? Where there's no billboard laws because they all old and they go to bed at 6 o'clock.
But you should put...
6 o'clock is crazy.
We get a 5:30 dinner for a 6:30 call time.
You be dating them ancient.
Oh, all day.
How old are these men?
J. Howard Marshall. West Palm Beach, everybody.
You need to put it by the gas stations. When they go to the gas station, they'll see it. Okay?
They don't pump their own gas.
Oh.
What's the worst? Because you know what? We've all run up on an ex. We've all been at a place where we weren't supposed to be. But to remind somebody what they did, what is the worst thing you've ever done to remind the ex that you are Victor, 2-time Super Bowl champion, Cruz?
I love how you set the stage.
Yeah.
I think the most I've done is two things. One, every time I step out the house, I dress like I'm about to run into my ex. So you make sure that you're fresh from head to toe.
Yeah.
So that if you run into her, it's like, you see, I'm still out here flourishing.
Uh-huh.
And then the second one is you post, obviously, half-naked photos on Instagram. That's
100%.
Do,
oh, no.
Ooh, yes.
And I am
you put the linen pants in the bathtub.
Where is my phone
right
now?
Yeah. Yeah. We're on the show. We can look at it on
you better
the
get them linen pants.
You got a
break. The best one I had was when I was guest judging on RuPaul's Drag Race. And one of my exes, 20 years ago, he was a security guard.
Ooh, that's a
you
good one.
You should have stuck with me, boo-boo.
That's a good one.
Hello.
You know, mine is a little low-key. I'm not that crazy. I showed up at a synagogue for High Holy Days.
You know what? No.
And I'm not even Jewish. Coming up, Rihanna's hot date night with ASAP Rocky. Plus, the Royals are getting roasted by Prince George. The crazy video you didn't see.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Let's talk looks.
Okay.
Rihanna stepped out for date night in Miami. She finally bought her man out of the house, ASAP Rocky, but apparently forgot her pants. I have to know what you guys think about this look.
Rihanna can do no wrong in my eyes. I'm
literally
just like, I'm looking at how great they look together. They, you know.
The thing I'm looking at the most is his face. He's like, play cool, play cool. I know you want to smile, but play it cool.
Just
don't,
relax.
Don't,
you with your lady. Relax. That's
it's
what you say. You with your
suit.
Lady. Relax.
It's good.
Just chill. Uh-huh. Cool. You know what I'm saying? Don't make eye contact with the camera. Just keep looking straight.
If you were dating her and she came out like this, would you be okay with it?
Yeah, come on, babe. Let's go.
See?
Oh, Victor would be walking around like he had the AKC dog show. like he got a purebred chihuahua with him, honey.
100%. I might let her leave. Go ahead, walk in, babe. Come on, Rihanna, with your bodysuit.
I ain't mad at you.
All of a sudden, he just turned into Pray Tell from he's like, and the category is Victor's dating Rihanna. Sir, walk. Pose.
For date night.
Oh, my God. Now, check out Lady Gaga. She is in New York. Also, no leg protection. Walking on the highest insurance liabilities ever made. The bravery. Thoughts on this look?
She needs a gold medal for walking in those damn shoes.
Right?
I can do it.
I see a lot of girls in Miami can do it. Victor, you put half of them through college. What's up?
Fierce, though. Like, the energy she's giving, her face, the body language. Like, she rocked this look to a T.
And Victor didn't even look at the shoes.
I see the shoes.
Victor, like, I see those shoes every
Thursday
night.
I see those shoes in New York at the strip club every weekend.
Yes!
Shoes ain't new.
I love this look. It's giving me old Gaga. It's giving me avant-garde. It's giving me, I'm done trying to get this Oscar, and I'm now trying to be myself.
She's going back to the old Gaga, you know, where this woman can just do no wrong. Even when she knows how to, like, we don't even know if she's working on a project. She's just walking out with all kind of stuff, fits. And that's just her. That's what we want from Gaga, and we needed it.
You know what? She was going to the gas station, so sincere. There are some movies you can watch over and over and never get sick of. Crazy Stupid Love is one of them for me. And believe it or not, it's been 10 years since Ryan Gosling and Emma Stone recreated that iconic Dirty Dancing move. Take a look at this.
Uh-oh.
You're adorable.
As soon as Emma came on to film, I knew the movie was going to be good. She's the best.
Seriously? It's like you're photoshopped.
It's really great, and the story's about kind of the gray areas of everything. You know, nothing's really that clear cut. There is something for everyone, and that you can relate to at least one of these relationships.
I think everybody has done crazy and stupid things regarding love. I'm wearing a shirt and a tie and a sweater and a suede jacket that just seals in all the heat.
Run and jump.
No. We're like, Ryan's got this cuckoo idea, and it's that he lifts you over his head, and it's Dirty Dancing. And I was like, oh, that sounds pretty funny. And they were like, let's do it.
I thought it would be a funny idea at the time. And then when I tried doing it, Emma didn't believe I wouldn't drop her.
I don't want to do it. This is beyond ridiculous. And before I knew it, there was a camera. They had taken down this sheet from the wall. I was running and like, no, no, no. It was so wonderful. It was really such a cool experience.
Ooh. Ooh, I love that movie.
Lana, you ready to...
What?
You want to do that?
Dirty Dancing. Oh,
you want
don't
me to
do it?
You
now.
Want me to lift you?
I'm strong, Lonnie. Now. I've been working out.
You can do it.
I know I'm 5
you
years
had the time of your life.
I know I'm a couple years removed from the NFL, but I'm still strong now.
I bet you.
Larry,
are.
Lonnie, you better do it. I heard you can carry a few bitches at a time.
You know what?
The Royals are getting roasted in a surprise move. HBO Max released season 1 of The Prince. Watch this. Uh-oh. TikTok, Victor. I would like a treat.
The queen would like a treat.
Excuse me, do you have any tea that doesn't taste like piss? Thanks.
You received a postcard from your Uncle Harry and Aunt Meghan in LA.
Let me see that.
This might be the smallest palace I've ever been in.
Well, it's an apartment.
Great. I feel brewing. I had a premonition that we fell into a rhythm
where the music don't stop for life. Hey, Charlotte.
Hi, George. Oh, is that French toast?
Why? Do I look fat? I mean, yes. I think this play date is a big success.
Ooh, certainly, sir. I haven't had this much fun.
Okay, well, of course it's more fun than whatever life event you were about to reference. Your life's a low bar.
I told you I got
there
you.
We go,
I told you I got you. I got you.
We did it! We did it, America!
Yeah. I gotta ask you guys about The Prince. Uh-huh. Will you watch this?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Thank you. I've watched this whole thing from the beginning. It started out as a joke. Gary Jannetty, who created the show, also mm-hmm. created an Instagram account, and he would actually give royal commentary about everything that was going on in Prince George's voice. So I'm so happy that it's coming to HBO Max.
But what I like about Gary is he talks about all of the royals. It's not just Prince George. I mean, he just dusts everybody. And it became... And this also shows you the power of IG. Because he started this account on IG. He started getting a lot of followers. And now he has a... That's what I need to do. So I can give me a cartoon.
Another check?
At this point.
So you can get another check?
I love this too, because it kind of takes the veil down from the royal family, right? We get to look at them in a different way. We get to laugh and joke and kind of look at them with this satire that we probably never looked at them with before, because they're such a serious family and everything's so buttoned up, you know?
And you're also getting two shows in one.
Yeah.
Two of my favorite shows. Gary Jannetty was a writer and producer on Family Guy, which is one of the funniest shows ever
of all
made.
Time.
And you're getting The Crown.
Yes.
And you're getting the twist on it. So for me, it's a win. I'm here.
And
Gary,
sign me up.
Season 2, if you need a voiceover for the one black man in London. I've never seen another one except Alex Bedford. Let me know. After the break, Mila Kunis's marriage regret. The one thing she wished she didn't tell her man. That's
not washing
next.
Up.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Welcome back, y'all. It's time for the Hollywood Minute. Mila Kunis tells People magazine she was selfish to deny her man Ashton's trip to space on this month's Virgin Galactic flight. She says it was a moment of panic, and as a new mom, was thinking of their family's future. Earlier this month, Mila said Ashton sold back his ticket after she told him it wasn't a smart family decision. And we've learned more about Better Call Saul star Bob Odenkirk's condition after he collapsed on set this week. His rep tells us he's in stable condition after experiencing a heart-related incident. And Bob and his family want to thank the doctors, nurses, fans, and the cast and crew who have stayed by his side. And it was a Mad Woman reunion in L.A. Mad Men stars January Jones, Christina Hendricks, and Kiernan Shipka documented their meetup on Instagram. It's been 6 years since the show went off air, and Christina wrote, "What a beautiful catch-up and dinner, ladies." And that's today's Hollywood Minute. Emily Blunt and Dwayne Johnson are ready to bring the action. They told me all about Dwayne's wild running and why Emily's kind of a badass.
Sometimes it just needs a bit of a...
Nobody touches my engine but me. What did I just...
So who's the real star of this movie?
Who's the real star?
Emily Blunt is the real star.
No, there is no real star. It is a true two-hander. That's what I sort of loved about it because... And I even remember when I got sent the script, they were like, it's this, and like, she's Indiana Jones. And I was like, that's going to be the girlfriend role. And then I read it and I was like, it really is this like meeting of like this clash of like two wildly different people who were sort of like confined in a boat. And the dynamic was so endlessly entertaining and funny and this sort of rip-roaring adventure. And she's the one who swings around doing all the cool stuff.
Careful, they can smell fear.
Did you have to prepare? Did Dwayne have you in the gym? Like, what was your workout regimen leading up to
this? I did
rather
rudely invite myself just into the Iron Paradise. I was like,
knocking on the door, hey.
Can I use your gym? And he's like, I guess. You know, it was, I didn't really give him much option to say no, but I was allowed in the gym, and I will say it was really beautiful and sort of cathedral-like and serene.
She kicked ass in the gym, Vic. Yeah, you would be proud of her.
No, she did.
Now, Dwayne, I got to ask you about your Instagram. Obviously, I follow you. I saw the Hawk.
So the problem here is I got to get to the gym. So it's either my workout or his snake.
Did the Hulk finally leave? By the way, that was crazy, the fact that he was just eating a snake 2 feet from your...
I couldn't believe it.
Dwayne ate the rest of the
snake. I ate the rest of the snake. The copperhead snake,
yeah.
I did.
He just ate the poisonous part.
I ate the poisonous part.
Yes, Victor. Killing it.
Good job.
You should have went. Well, I filled in for you.
Thank you.
You out here gallivanting around Los Angeles. Ooh. I got to go fill in for you.
I'm going to handle you in the commercial break. Jungle Cruise is out tomorrow. Still ahead, how to get the perfect pout like Jessica Alba and Kaley Cuoco. But up next, we're playing beer pong at 8 a.m.
Yes.
We have Big Vic versus The Walking W2. Don't go anywhere.
Not The Walking.
Welcome back. It's Suni Lee Day, y'all, and a star is born.
Yeah.
She just took home the gold in America for America in the women's individual all-around gymnastics final. And her Olympic teammates, including Simone Biles, were there to cheer her on.
Baby.
How amazing.
I mean,
tremendous.
18 years old, this was her first Olympics. And this is what we said yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Even though Simone dropped out, this is what the Olympics is about. It's about being able to actually have someone else come up and step up to the plate.
And
that
kill
gave
it.
Her killed
yeah, in football,
it.
We have something called next man up mentality. One person goes down, next person rises up to the challenge. And shout out to Suni Lee, because she
now,
did just
here's
that.
My question to you really
Talk
quick, because you're an athlete.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think this will make Simone kind of step up for maybe to compete for the rest of the gymnastics event?
It's possible. It's possible if she's feeling inspired by Suni Lee and wants to be there for her teammates and wants to go out there and kind of put it to the test and see if she's, you know, physically fit enough to do it. Why not? It might inspire her to do so.
Let's hope so.
Let's hope so.
Fingers crossed.
Another American taking home the gold and becoming our new Olympics crush is U.S. swimmer Caleb Dressel. He won the 100-meter freestyle and set the Olympic record. And he got to see his wife and family go crazy. Look, check out this moment
this
right
so
here.
I love you so much. It was
love
so proud of you.
Love you too. Thank you guys.
Now, don't be upset. Because if you didn't win gold, how about platinum? An Argentinian fencer lost her match but came out a winner when her coach and boyfriend of 17 years proposed
finally,
right in the middle of TV. Lucas Sadeo says the proposal was spontaneous, and he first asked Maria Bell and Perez Moriz back in 2010 during the World Fencing Championships, but old girl said no because she was too young.
She was too young, but finally it happened, and look how happy they are, okay? That's so sweet.
I'm so happy he waited for her birthday to come around so they could do it. It's great.
Finally.
That's what it's about.
Victor, take notes.
Gotta wait for the birthday.
I'm a size 10 on that ring. The U.S. men's and women's table tennis teams will both be competing Sunday on NBC. And while we may not Olympic level ping pong players, we are qualified to get our drink on.
Yes, we are.
That's right. It's time to play Bring It Pong.
Yeah.
Bring it pong.
Now, Lonnie and Victor will be going head to head. If the opponent makes it in a cup, you guys know beer pong, right?
Yeah.
You have to take a shot of pickle juice and vodka.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Victor,
is that what this is?
You go first.
And you're just taking the pickle juice.
I'm just taste testing
I'm
it.
I'm first.
She's just taste testing.
Lonnie, I want you to go first.
Oh,
you're
okay.
The lady.
Thank
you.
She's a lady.
Oh, ooh, you tried to bounce a little too hard. A little too hard.
Oh!
Whoa. I like how Lonnie does the bounce.
I try.
Y'all both went.
He got one. You got it in.
Oh, there's a ball?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, look at
that.
You got it in.
Look at that.
Ooh, this is kind of good.
Okay. Okay, here
Lonnie,
we go.
Lonnie, let's see if you can tie it up.
I'm going to try the Lonnie technique.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Oh, damn,
I'm
Lonnie
not
going
my
too hard.
Strong here.
Oh.
Drink.
Next one in wins.
Okay. I know, it's rough.
Next one wins?
Mm-hmm. Who can do it?
Gosh,
let's see if Lonnie Biles has what it takes to land this, stick this landing.
Too much pressure.
No, look, okay, look, we're at the board. Lonnie goes in. Oh, Lonnie!
Wait.
All right, let's see a big. Oh, no.
Nope.
Oh,
keep going.
Oh!
I got it! There's no way. We're out of drink.
No. Nigeria won.
All right.
Take that shot. Oh, my God. Let's give Lonnie that medal. While I finish his vodka shot, Gary lost the medal. So while we found the medal, up next, Love is Blind star Jessica Badden is here. We're going to talk about what she really feels went down at the reunion and what's up with her ex. Stick around. Can someone find that gold medal? Y'all been crying about a gold medal all week.
I have zero interest in associating with Jessica after the way that she disrespected me.
I want to make sure that you're doing what's right for you.
I'm sorry.
What did I do?
Ooh!
I'm gonna take a shot on that. Here with us is the star of Love is Blind After the Altar, Jessica Badden.
Jessica!
Okay.
Thanks for having me.
So it looks like Amber is still holding a grudge.
Yeah.
Were you shocked that she couldn't let it go?
I was super shocked. It's kind of like when you're on Bumble and you think for a fleeting moment that you have something with someone. That's kind of how I feel like my relationship was with her husband. And 2 years later, I'm kind of like, several ships have sailed since then. And, you know, it's such water under the bridge for me. So I was definitely shocked.
Oh,
definitely, because you brought a gift for both couples.
I did.
But Barnett wouldn't accept the gift. Do you think if Amber wasn't there, he would have accepted your gift?
Nope. I think he has a lot of respect for her.
Mm-hmm.
And they've definitely, they called me, what's the guy on?
Voldemort.
No.
Yeah, so I'm the person that doesn't exist and can't be spoken of. So I think he's definitely, you know, with her on that. And, you know, that's okay. I want their marriage to work. And if it's, you know, with thinking that I don't exist in this world, hey, that's okay. It's most important for me that they work out, and that's okay.
Well, it's so funny because Lauren and Cameron were on the show the other day, and they said how everyone is scared of Amber. Do you think Barnett is scared of his wife?
Yes, for sure.
Wow.
I think so. I mean, but I think he also has respect for her, and I think they have a good thing going. But yeah, I think everyone's a little scared of Amber.
I like my man to be a little scared of me.
Yeah, just a little, but not to the point where I can't accept a gift.
Oh, I would take the free stuff all day.
You know?
And I think the strange thing was, I was standing, I don't know if you can really see this in the shot, I was just standing there holding it out, which was so embarrassing in front of all these people, and he just wouldn't even
I was more embarrassed for him, to be honest, that he couldn't even be an adult and say, oh, by the way, like, thank you so much. That's really sweet. I will give this to Amber and I will open it. Like, he could have at least faked it.
That's the part that got me all emotional. But let's also talk about Mark. The two of you got engaged on the show, but ultimately you called it off. Mark was a no-show at the party. When was the last time you talked to him?
Oh, it's been a while. Since the reunion, actually.
Really? What happened with y'all?
Well, we really had an agreement. We knew that we weren't going to work out in the end. So on that day, we were not planning on saying yes. And when everything went down and he was crying on his mom and everything like that, it was a huge shock to me. He actually texted me the next day apologizing for all the betrayal. And when this all played out, it was just a totally different story than the one that I had to kind of get through, because to me, that was my guy. We were best of friends too, and I was still hanging in there to see what could happen with us. And you know, when that all played out, I really couldn't believe it.
But now I'm mad, because like, how are you gonna apologize privately when you've done something so publicly? Yeah. Were you hoping that maybe at this, you know, anniversary party, he would maybe publicly apologize to you?
Absolutely. I thought at some point maybe he'll have the courage to come out and tell the real story, especially with how much shame that I was going through.
Yeah.
But he never did, and he's moved on, and he's super happy now. So, you know, I'm super, super happy for him, and life moves on.
I mean, you're taking this like a champ, but I mean, you know, would you do anything differently, you know, once you had started on the show?
Yeah, I would say drink less wine, but I've also been
working. Yes, girl.
I've been working since I was 15 years old. I've never not had a job, and I had 2 weeks off. I've never taken 2 weeks off my job, so I'm like, here I am, and there's airplane bottles of wine everywhere. I'm just going for it, and I'm gonna have the best time that I can have. You saw it play out how it did, but hey, I had a good time.
Oh, I loved it. You made the show for me.
Yeah.
Who is this person named Ben?
Ah, that's my love.
Oh, look at her light up.
Wait, she like literally almost got into tears. Wait. Oh, wait. Who is this man?
Yes, Ben.
Oh.
Tell us all about Ben.
Oh, he is the most amazing man with such high integrity, and he just makes me so happy. And we are just taking everything day by day, but we've built this incredible foundation of friendship and respect, and everything is just amazing. I've actually moved in with him now. I've moved to the suburbs, and we're starting our lives together, and it's
How did y'all meet?
Been amazing. He actually slid into the DMs. My girlfriend was managing my Instagram because I was out of there. It was horrible when the show came out.
Yeah.
So she basically swiped right on him and was talking to him like she was me. And then he came to town and she had us meet up. He brought me a glass of red wine and the rest was history.
Oh my God. Right? Well, cheers to Ben and his high integrity and his high ass, because I saw it on that video.
You know what?
I'm just sitting here having the vodka. We are so happy for you, and thank you for coming.
Thank you for coming.
Me.
And awesome good luck, you and Ben. Any engagements or anything?
Is there a ring yet?
No ring yet. We're trying to keep it low pressure after everything that I've been through. So maybe someday in the future.
Well, good wishes.
I cannot wait for the Love is Blind at the Altar special for you.
But
you guys, you need to check out Love is Blind. It's streaming now on Netflix. Oh. You won't be disappointed. Up next, we are talking turn-ons and turn-offs. The stars who are bringing the dark to the light after the break.
No more vodka shots at 8 o'clock in the morning.
I'm really feeling it, y'all.
Yeah, he's lit right now. Yeah, hydrate. Need some water.
Thank God Victor and I rode here together. Luann De Lesseps and Tyler Cameron are talking dirty with Andy Cohen. Here's what happened when he drilled them about their turn-ons and turn-offs.
Ow!
Are you turned on by threesomes? 3, 2, 1. Turn off. Ooh. Is baby talk a turn on? 3, 2, 1. Okay. Is it a turn on when someone goes au naturel instead of grooming down below? 3, 2, 1. Wow, you guys are brilliant. Is sending sexy pictures a turn on? 3, 2, 1. Oh, is biting hot or not? 3, 2, 1.
By the way, why Luann like looking in the corner of her eye to see what Tyler gonna say so she can make sure she says the same
exactly.
thing?
Exactly. She's crazy.
Meanwhile, you know, she ain't got waxed in a while. She's like, damn. They both also admitted they're turned on by foreign accents.
Yes.
Okay, let's get real. Just between the three of us and 250,000 people out there in America.
Did you say 250,000?
Yep. Are you into baby talk?
No. I like a grown man that used to play football. That's a champion.
Wait, baby talk? Can you give me an example of baby talk? What do you mean?
Like what I did last night. Like, ooh, Vicky. Ooh, yeah, let me kissy-wissy. Like, let me kissy-wissy, wuggy-wuggy.
Get me out of here. Okay.
Okay. Please. Sending sexy pics, is it a turn on or a turn off?
Turn on.
But, yeah. All day. Okay, let me, as a straight
man. I want
that
random, I'm in the middle of the show, like, oh, I got a little.
Yeah! Oh.
You want that like, blur? You want that blur DM?
Yeah.
But let me ask you a question. Because for a gay man, like, if I can see, like, all your bits and your pieces, it's a turn off for me.
But it's parts. It's like maybe a nice chest. You know, a nice backside. It's like you make it alluring. You don't just saw everything.
But is there like a limit?
The lighting
got to
be right. It's a whole thing. Yeah, but it has to be like, I love the surprise. I love when you took time to like, you know, you got candles lit around you. You got a little
outfit
on.
Oh, you want a photo
on.
Shoot.
Yeah, I
want we ain't got time for that.
He want a budget.
Lonnie, I'll take you as you are.
Yeah!
Okay. As you are. Well, let me ask you a question, because we know that Lonnie likes to go all natural.
I do.
And she got the Amazon rainforest down there. Do you like a woman who's working with shrubs?
I got a wig on down there, too. I can take it off.
We move all of that out the way, Justin.
Let
you hear me?
Let him know.
Get that out the way.
Oh, so you Tarzan. You swinging through the jungle.
100%.
Move, bitch.
Pass me
get out the way. That's right.
Damn, you got me spending all this money on wax and you don't even like it. Odds are, if you watch this show, you should be pretty up to date on who's dating who in Hollywood, but that's not for everyone. So we sent Victor out there to see how much people really
y'all have Victor working.
Like a Jamaican.
Back hurts. Back hurts.
Which famous exes just rekindled their romance?
Oh.
They were briefly engaged in 2002.
I wasn't born.
She's like, I wasn't born.
Okay, I can get, keep going.
And number two, he once appeared in her music video.
Well, that's a lot of guys.
Ooh, that's gotta be J-Lo and
what's his name?
This guy Jimmy Kimmel hates.
I'm a demon.
They go by the nickname Benefit.
Ben Affleck and J-Lo.
Yes.
Which castmates were recently seen kissing each other? Hint number one, they were in a car. Hint number two, one of them is the voice of Lola Bunny in Space Jam.
I have no idea.
He has a British accent.
I have no idea.
Harry Styles.
You know?
Zendaya.
And?
Who's she Spider-Man.
What's his name, girl?
What's his name?
Zendaya and Tom Holland.
Yeah.
You're gonna love this.
Name the Oscar winner who is making headlines for her new romance with Ant Anstead.
Ant Anstead. Honestly, I have no idea who Ant Anstead is.
She used to date Bradley Cooper.
Jennifer Lawrence? No, she got married.
You may know her as Bridget Jones.
Who's Bridget Jones?
Sounds like a...
Yeah, this is a marriage. I have no idea.
Renee Zellweger.
Super.
Oh my God, when she said I wasn't born in 2002, I had to take another shot.
Hollywood and Highland streets are crazy.
You look like you was getting mad though with some of the answers. She was like, come on now.
She's gonna look at me and say Spider-Man. Like, girl, you missing the whole premise of this show, okay? Tom Holland. Damn it.
By the way, you are brave going out there with Miss Delta just ravishing the streets.
Oh, he's protected.
That's a question for HR.
Next, get ready to pucker up because Jessica Alba and Kaley Cuoco's makeup artist is showing us how to get the perfect pout.
Ow!
Oh my God. It is National Lipstick Day. Rejoice. And if you want the perfect pout like Jessica Alba and Kaley Cuoco, their makeup artist is showing us three easy tips. Take a look.
Ow!
First things first, you want to scrub your lips. So whether you use a scrub and then you scrub or you use a toothbrush, you just want to get them perfectly exfoliated to take on the lips so they look great. I love using a lip liner that is the same color or a little bit pinker than my natural lip tone, so I can create a lip shape that looks like my natural lip. Try blending on with a fluffy brush, the actual lipstick. Isn't that a crazy concept? You can pluff it on like that and then put the last coat on how you normally would traditionally. Now you have the perfect palette for National Lipstick Day.
Ooh.
See, that's how you do it.
That's how you do it.
You see, Lana?
Because that lip gloss is popping. Lip gloss is cool. All girls get jockey when Victor see you after school.
Is this Freestyle Thursday?
Yes, it is.
It's everything. What's up?
It's Cruzy Day.
Is this true?
Get cruising for a bruising. All right. Is it a bad thing to look like Brad Pitt?
Ow.
According to this guy, it kind of is. Now, the dude's name is Nathan Meads, and he's a part-time Brad Pitt impersonator. He told the Daily Mail that he had to delete his dating profiles after being relentlessly pursued by women obsessed with Brad Pitt. I don't feel bad for this guy at all, because he does look like Fight Club Cruz.
I was just about to say, he's permanently like Fight Club Brad Pitt.
But that's the hottest Brad Pitt.
Yeah,
no,
I'm not mad.
Benjamin Button, when he was like in his 30s, and there's a picture of him on that bike.
When he shaved his hair down, he said, there go them shoulders again.
Oh, that hit him with the shoulders. That's how you got that man. Stiff what?
No, there's nothing wrong with looking like Brad Pitt. I don't care what anybody says.
Is this equivalent to people having the same name as me and having trouble booking restaurants and getting reservations? Is that like equivalent or not the same?
I just use your name so I can get in quicker.
Got it.
That's not me having the same name. That's me knowing my bread is butter.
By the way, I'm not mad at looking like Brad Pitt. Milk it. I'm in there, Brad for three.
Exactly.
Yeah, us, Brad, Angelina.
You get better tables.
Here.
Yep.
If I look like this man, not only would I look like Brad Pitt, I would turn into Nick Cannon, just keep it in the celebrity vein, and just have seven kids with seven different women.
Mm-hmm. And just make it happen.
Look at that.
Just make it happen.
Ooh.
Who do people tell you look like?
Ooh. Who do people tell? I get like the weird. People tell me I look like Dave Chappelle.
No!
I swear. I get
who
like,
you look like?
I get like the wildest
Dave Chappelle comparisons
sometimes. I don't know. I don't know who I look like. Tell me, Lonnie.
Who do you want me to look like, Lonnie?
I'll be whoever you want me to look like.
Yes, Cruzy.
I'm gonna fight Lonnie right here. I've had one too many shots. The next story is begging to be turned into a movie.
Oh.
Three women found out they were all dating the same dude. But instead of fighting over him, the girls decided to go on a road trip together. They told the Washington Post they all thought they were in an exclusive relationship. And then he realized that he was cheating, dumped him, and became friends. Could you ever do something like this?
Victor, why'd you do them women like that?
I'm just mad they didn't take me with them.
No.
I was like, I'm with them.
No.
All buried the hatchet. Y'all all friends now. We all cool.
By the way, if I'm talking to my ex's ex, the last thing he gonna know is that I'm doing it. Because I don't want him to know that I am bothered or I'm pressed about anything.
Yeah.
Much less going on a trip like this.
Yeah, I don't care about it. I don't think about... I mean, this is a nice... I guess suggestion for a movie, but I don't have to do this.
Yeah.
I don't wanna know.
My man is trifling though for being with these three women, thinking that they're all exclusive.
They do it all the time.
Yeah.
That three? Like, what type of schedule do you? What do you do for your day job? How are you managing all of this?
It's called juggle.
Right. And let's be real.
I'm not a good juggler.
Let's be real. The last place you're going.
Lonnie, you're faithful.
With a capital F.
Lonnie, don't let this man lie to you on national TV.
Capital F.
Yes.
Just take it off
I
now.
I believe you picked the crew.
How many more blocks we got left, Jessica?
We're actually done. You guys, thank you for watching Daily Pop. We went off the rails today. Tomorrow, we're going to be hanging out with Jennifer Hudson. She's going to talk about her last conversation with the Queen of Soul.
Yes.
And Tyler Cameron is spilling a great secret about Jennifer Aniston.
Uh-oh.
Check out Nightly Pop tonight at 11:30.
Yes, Victor.
And Victor will be back, y'all. Shirtless next time.
Yes!
Take it off, Victor.
Come on.
Show the nipple.
Come on.
Free the nipple.
Yes! Free the nipple.